As always, we certainly appreciate your presence. A couple things. I know that I was told that there's also another person in the audience that's having a birthday, so I won't give the name, but I think the initials are KB. So if you can guess who it is, that would be good. Yes, I can tell you. So appreciate him doing that as well. And I also wanted to mention about those that don't know, she's going through some tests and biopsy, so let's please remember her. And you can get further information about that, certainly. And we certainly love her very much, and she's such an encouragement to you. Everyone loves gifts. You know, I don't know what about it, but there's just something about that, right? Some gifts come with no... Someone that may give... You have to spend this... Spend it anyway. Or maybe... Those boys, again, I don't get. I don't have some responsibilities. Some do. Like, for instance, someone was willing to give me a vehicle. They're coming that. Responsibilities that have to be met, or maybe some an animal for as a pet, and then there's some responsibilities to go with that, or maybe responsibility goes with that. But there are all. Gifts. I don't care which ones you talk about. Abilities that go along with those gifts. Less of so many gifts, like the song we just sang. I have no idea how sometimes it happens. But that song. We have so many blessings or gifts from God. And to the bringing that up in class, I was talking to him about it. But anyway, I start counting right now. Couldn't finish. Neither would anyone else in this audience. That God has given us. Life under the sun today, and life, it's a gift of God. It's not something that we ought. It's not something that I figured out a way to have it. Just one day I came into it. It's amazing to me. I mean, I don't even think we think about it like that because me, I've always been here. I don't know anything else other than. I know. Around in other people's lives, but really the only one. From Ecclesiastes 3, 9 through 15, New King James Version, I'm going to give three versions of this so you can kind of see a difference, but you're going to see some similarities in them as well. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the given task with which the sons of men in its time. Oh, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives and also enjoy the gift. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it. That men should fear before him. That which is has already been, and what is to be has already been, and God out of what is past. In the English Standard Version, it says, "Gain has the worker from his toil. That's been God to the children of men to be busy with. He's made everything beautiful in its time." Eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceive that whatever God does, nothing can be added to it nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people will fear before Him. That which is already has been, that which is to be already has been, and God seeks what has been driven away. The NIV says, what do workers gain from their toil? Well, I've seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He's made it in all of this. He's also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all the toil. God. I know that everything, nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Whatever it is has already been, and what will be has been to account. You take life under the sun. 1 thing, God made all things beautiful. We talk about beauty and we talk about the things. Use those things, we find that it takes toil or labor to receive gain. That you have to actually them something to do when He created them, Adam and Eve, and that's just the way it is. You want to know about the beauty of things? You work for it. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither should he eat. The relation between the gift God gave us to enjoy it, we have to labor or toil. But life was made beautiful. 1:26-31, he talks about the final human beings. And he talked about that in verse 31. He said, then God saw everything very good. It was beautiful. Can you imagine? I've thought about this. As much as we enjoy the things of this life, because of what we have never seen the Garden of Eden. Can you imagine how were not a spot, not a blemish, no diseases, nothing wrong with them. Eyesight, everything perfect. God made them perfect and beautiful. Everything. Until man sinned. In Genesis 2:9, even the things that He blessed them with out of the ground, the Lord God grow that is pleasant or beautiful to thee. Saw all these things. It was beautiful. Children walking around and everything so perfect. Everything in order. Everything the way it should be. And everything declares His glory. In Psalm, glory of God and the firmament shows His handiwork. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Even the beauty of what He's created, it is real. And we can see Him in everything. In Isaiah 40:25-26. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be, Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. See who has created you. Isn't that amazing? That if you look, you will see. It won't be thinking through things and trying to figure out a way to put God aside. Who brings out their host by number? He calls them all by name, by the greatness of His might. And the one is missing. The beauty of it. We don't expect anything any different tonight, do we, than last night? If we could look up, which would be very difficult to do in the rain, but if we could, what would we expect? The exact same thing. The beauty of it would just stun us. Have you ever just laid there, maybe? Who truly looks. We find then that in their hearts. People always are looking for something. They're looking. No. All we have has to look at it. Well, this is it worth it? Well, I think it is because it's a gift of God. But life was intended for a temporary thing. He wants people to understand that eternal there is in most translations because the word actually means never ending. That's what he wanted people to understand. He wanted you to understand that life under the sun, this life ends, but life continues. Titus 1:2, hope of eternal life, we cannot lie, promised before time began. God did all this planning, as we've talked about in the past. And in 1 John 2:25, promised that He has promised us eternal life. Humans yearn for something better. I mean, we know what life is about, life under the sun. We understand what we go through. And we see sorrow and all of these. And as joyful as we might be, we understand that everybody doesn't have that same joy. In Psalm 17, 8 through 15, David said, full of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress me from my deadly fat hearts. With their mouths they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth as a lion is eager to tear the prey, and like a young lion lurking in secret places. Lord, confront him, cast him down, deliver my life from the wicked with your Lord. From men of the world who've had their portion in this life and whose belly still they are sad children, leave the rest of their possession for their babes. As for me, I'm looking for eternity, he said. I've got something to look forward to. He said, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Kyle and I were at Advent yesterday, and one of them something to look forward to. Something beyond. That's His Word provides something better. If you look at John 5:39, you search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have and testify of me. He's saying if you really honestly had looked at them and you honestly understood about eternal life, you would understand where eternal life comes from. Not willing to come to me, you may have life. If we're looking for it, if we're searching, search for God and look for something better. Simon Peter answered him in John 6:68, Lord, to whom shall we go? Have the words of eternal life. To them, Peter knew. Life on earth, at best, is short. A very long life. And we can read about people who read a very long. The last part of 14 says, for what is your life? Paper that appears and vanishes away. Why do we look for something better than this? Life under the sun. He said in Psalm 90 verse 10, or 70 years, and if by strength, they're 80 years. But it's soon cut off and we fly away. That's life under the sun. Wouldn't we want something better than that? Knowing that it has an end to it. That it's going to end one day. And we look around and we've got friends that are in their 90s. We even have some friends that are reaching close to 100. And think about that for a moment. You talk to them. We've talked about it before. The good long life doesn't seem long at all. You know what they remember? They remember their childhood. They remember because many of my friends are looking for something beyond this life. They are thankful for life under the sun. They realize it's a gift from God. But really what they want is eternal life. And we should all seek that eternal home. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5, he talks about in Ecclesiastes 12, about seeking young. He talks about getting older, and so many of us have understood some of those things just a wee bit better as we've gotten older about the body thing, being afraid of heights, all to people. And he said, although they're afraid of heights, talking about some that are older, but some older people are. When the almond tree, top of my head. The grasshopper is a burden. It's more difficult for me. And desire fails. Maybe used to want the food like we used to. Maybe it's not as enjoyable as it used to be. Or maybe to some people it is. He's not all these that get older. For man goes to his eternal home. Letting us know that death comes. And what did it mean? Through these things. What did it matter that you had to put up with these things in this life? In 1 John, this God has given us eternal life. Son. About it, that's all. That's all we need. We need His Son. Where's our citizenship? In Philippians 3, 20 and 21, with Christians, our citizenship is in heaven. From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. In 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed. Affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a eternal weight of glory, which we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. We're looking for something different. Find in this, he says, yes, it's in the hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does. They're just things we're not going to understand. We are limited. He put limits on us. They're just things that's just impossible. Cannot understand. In Psalm 44 and 5, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord our God, are your wonderful works which you trust cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than possible, the psalmist said, to know. Limited. In Ecclesiastes 11:5, as you do not know or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, God who made everything. You don't know. We could go around this room and we might have the best scientists in the world in this room and politician in this room and they're limited. It's a limit. We just can't do it. We know He made it. We don't know how. He tells me a lot. Said it and it was done. But how? How is that possible? For since the creation of the world, His invisible attribute is really seen, being understood by the things that are made. We can know it by the things that are made. Make something out of nothing. We struggle making something out of something. And He made it out of nothing, even though His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. 240. That whole section, we've talked about it before, He questions Job, and by so doing, questions us. We have no idea. We have no idea. There are things we might better understand today, but we don't know. His thoughts are that much greater than ours is. As the psalmist already said, they can't be recounted. There's no way. The number of them are way beyond anything we can understand. Because he says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, nor my ways your ways, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When it comes down, he's not limited. We are. His ways are past finding out. Oh, the depths of the riches in Romans 11, 33 through 36, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Who in this room could do that? That's the reason I think people would prefer to just think of it as it happening rather than trying to think of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor? Or who has first given to Him and it should be repaid to Him? For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory. Amen. How many of us could give something to God? How many of us could pay God anything? We can't do it. We talk about giving back to Him, but in essence all we're saying is He gave us everything we have. We're privileged to be able to sacrifice some of that for the world. He's revealed, though, some of His mind to us, and that part we precious to us in Hebrews 8, for the house of Israel after those. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. My 31, that you will be able to know some things. I will reveal some things to you fully. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known Him? But He says, but we have the mind. Beautiful thought. We do have all we need to know. We can know. As written from 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 12, eye has not, neither has entered into the heart of the man the thing has come to us through His Spirit. For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit? So no one knows God except God. Now we have received, freely given to us by God. You want to know? You can know it. That's all you need to know. He has made everything beautiful in its time. There's not one thing that He made that was not beautiful. Each created being is beautiful in God's sight. We need to leave it that way. And He has put eternity in our hearts. Us to look forward to something beyond this life. He put it there in several ways. Certainly, Solomon is saying it's something that everybody around us is looking forward to something. And they do. They search out something. But we also know that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. It's not possible to do, except those things He's revealed to us. He's given us all things, though, necessary for salvation and for eternity. One thing, and that's all we need to know. We need to know that Jesus Christ died for our sins. We need to know that He gave us the words we need to obey to be saved. The question is, He gave you the gift of life. He gave you the gift of His Son so that we can have eternal life. Are you willing to obey the words that Jesus gave when He said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." If you are, today become a Christian. Become an obedient child of His. Would you seriously consider it while together we stand and sing this song?